Hi, this is Iliara Eldor. I'm your host on Chasing the Truth and Uniqueness podcast. The world is already mirrored with false teachings and prophecies that lead God's children astray. We want to redirect lost souls and save lost sheep by sharing only the truth and just the truth. Of the realities of daily life, of the false teachings and prophecies, and of the misguidance of the children of God, who must surely live in truth and justice so that they see the Lord. We welcome believers and non-believers alike in this podcast because we believe there is a beginning to everything. Once you didn't believe, you didn't trust, you didn't have confidence in the Word of God, and after, you will trust the one true God, Jesus Christ. That is why we will be happy to hear your life story, your daily life routine, and your unique life experience.
Hola, mi familia. Hola, mis amigos. Si soy Celia Raido. It was a funny introduction, isn't it? I'm glad here I am again to talk to you about something deep. I don't know how deep you are, how deep you feel things, how deep you share things, you share your emotions, your feelings, but I have something that I discovered by the help of the Holy Spirit last night. And my spirit just told me that, why would you wait to share this? You must share this now. Share this now. Whoever will have the opportunity to listen to this now, well, or later, a year later, it will be a blessing for that person to know this. So listen. Well, the Holy Spirit made me understand something. And it's extremely... unconventional, because you may be from different place of the country, different place wherever you are, I don't know, but you may have a particular perception, overview of spiritual things, okay? Believe that you have understanding of the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Spirit is experiencing his power in each one's lives, you know, from across the world. Okay, we are different. Someone from Africa who is spiritual, you know, servants, church, you may not have tried to see how African church is, not evolving, but is experiencing the Holy Spirit. You may see that, okay? And then you may check and try to find out how the Holy Spirit, you know, the deliverance, everything about God, about churches in Africa, try on YouTube. So you will understand that actually the Holy Spirit, it is not a person with, with a tie, okay? The Holy Spirit is not a king. I mean, it's not like, a president or someone who is wearing a tie, so he's scared. Or is it shame or is charisma? It doesn't want to show you the weakness side. I don't know if you get me here. What I mean, the Holy Spirit doesn't care who you are. It does not care about your color, your race. Okay? Your status, your position, your title. I don't know where you live. The Holy Spirit does know all of that. That know who you are. From the outside and in the inside. Something that maybe you may ignore that you don't know that the Holy Spirit knows you well, more than you know yourself. So here's the fact. Hear me out very well, because the only time that I get to be truthful, honest, transparent with you is through this podcast. So if you get this well, then bingo, you just found the key to your deliverance. You found what has been dragging you down or trying to destroy you. And maybe you would have not had this opportunity to listen to this today, but you're living. And then God tells me that the opportunity that you're living is also for you to listen to this. I know that everyone, you know, it can be French speaking countries. You understand French or English, you will understand this. Hear me out very well. So, first thing is, it can be any kind of level of witchcraft, occultism, okay? Magic, I don't know. But what I know is dark side, evil powers. How do they will come to you and try to destroy you in the eyes of people? Hear me out very well. One option is for myself. I grew up knowing God. Okay? I mean, what funny is, they've tried to drag me to know God, but on their own way. On their own ways of trying to do that, because they wanted me to be some kind of servant. I mean, actually, none. You know, you won't believe me, your sister here. I was trained since I was a kid. You know, going to Catholic Church. What I'm telling you here, it is a deep, honest revelation that the Holy Spirit, God Himself, reveal all this truth to me. So if you hear this very well, you will also find every hint, hidden part, dark part of what is trying to destroy your life, and then you can stand up now and have authority over that. So let me finish this. Revelation. They tried. They said, okay, I'm not talking negatively bad about Catholic churches. I'm talking about how some people in the dark side, okay, are using the name of God, or in the Catholic as in any other religions, there is occultism, you know, everything in there. So they try to train me, and without me being mature, okay, mature enough to understand that. But I was constantly trained. You know, they were really doing it, like, naturally, but in their mind as adults, they saw me like, yeah, she's one of the person in the family who's gonna be a nun. Don't let her deal with boys, you know, the kind of education. And no one will tell you that if not myself. I'm the only person who will tell you all the truth. And I always said that the gift that I think, the best gift that I am sure that God has given me is truth. My tongue and my mouth want to speak the truth, and only the truth. Even though I have made my own mistakes. Okay? I'm ashamed of myself for some other things that I've done. But the truth is what is above all.
And no one else out there will tell you the truth more than myself. Hear me out very well. And I don't have any shame. I'm not embarrassed. So please, whoever will tell you anything, just have that, you know, spirit in you to not be disgruntled by the truth. Otherwise, be happy, be glad that you have the Holy Spirit in you, which is giving you the strength, the power to speak the truth. The Holy Spirit, the Bible said the Holy Spirit is the spirit of the truth. And that only shows that you have the Lord Jesus. Read John 16. Okay? They tried. Then, your girl here was completely not hating. I didn't hate boys, but I was not even afraid of them. But there was this power within me, which was, I know what you want, guy. I know what you want. You just want to play with me. And it was something like, oh yeah, I find a word in French. It's this word is not taboo, not what is the word again? I'm trying to find a word. You know, it's spiritual. Okay, I mean, it's really related to the Bible, which says that okay, I'll come to that word later. So it was something like, when God says, oh yeah, it was something impure. Yes, the word I was looking for. Imagine as a teenager, you know, and I was already thinking about all those things like, oh, impure. But this was what coming, you know, in me. It wasn't like intentionally or naturally by myself. It's growing up. It's just like Jesus said in John 16, verses 18 or 20. When he said, I cannot tell you everything now because you will not understand. There will come a time that I will tell you something that you will understand. Because God knew that at that moment, he can say something to you, you will understand, because his spirit is not grown yet. So, friends here, I understood that I was going through all this. And of course, I remember, like, I was hanging, you know, with my friends, and I really liked cute boys. But when it comes to boy, I was like, oh, no, I can't. And, you know, the appreciation was just from the outside. Then I understand something, that any boy, you know, will approach me. I am willing that he won't ask, you know, for intimate, you know, moment. It will be friendship, it will be just, you know, us as friendship, nothing physical. Whenever it was physical, I abort it. I reject that. I nullified that. I cancel everything whenever it was anything about physical. So wasn't I normal girl? Something was really going on, right? But I assume it's really, you know, attached to my training and the non-houses. Yeah. So, because I've been staying with nuns for months. But God has another story. Please take this example and try. I'm bringing you step by step here so you can also try, you know, to break down what's going on with your life so you will understand.
take every step of your life from childhood, everything that people have said to you, but those tongues who spoke to you, those mouths who have spoke to you, it can be badly, but they have been allowed by God, I'm sure. You know, to try just open up your spirit to understand, but maybe you were not, you know, present enough to understand that it is God who is allowing them to let you know that they are telling this thing, something wrong is going on with you. And the level where God brought me spiritually is because I was surrounded with people. I was so, you know, socially, I will not even say popular. I was surrounded with people. Oh, people, I like people. And I was all the time being with people. And the time one friend came to me, mentioned something that really hit me hard. And he said, "Oh, why do you love your friend so much? They even don't love you." I said, "Oh, what are you talking about?" I said, "Oh, do you think all these friends that you love, you even able, capable of asking your husband money to help your friend? Do you think your friend will be able to ask his boyfriend, I mean her boyfriend or her husband, money to help you if you're in trouble?" Oh, that hit me hard. I said, "Well, yeah." He said, "No, you're dreaming. No, there's not a lot of girls today will go in and ask the boyfriend or maybe husband tomorrow if you're married. Oh no, you see, I have a friend who isn't..." No, a girl is supposed to have her own ways, get together. And you're a girl and she's a girl. Why did she that? I mean, why does she have to ask you help? And you have to ask your husband. I was like, what do you mean exactly? I said, "Actually, what I want to tell you here, girl, is just try to disappear a little bit. Try to disappear a little bit around people. Stay yourself and stay quiet. See who really will contact you, you know, by the name, by the time, you know, people were calling me Helen all the time." So, and then he said, "And you will see who will call you. Give yourself 2 weeks if you can. 2 weeks. And you will see the first week or in 2 weeks who will call you to say, 'Hey, hi girl, how you doing? I just want to know if you're doing well.' Or another person will call you, 'Hey, how you doing? Where are you? Hey, come over, let's have a drink.' Or I don't know, someone will come and visit you at home. Can you do that?" Ah, you know, that morning I was going to university. And along my way, I was thinking about, and the person who told me that, I will never forget that person, is a really, really wealthy person of my country. Wealthy, wealthy man. Oh, he's a really wealthy man. But he left his home at 5 a.m. morning, 6 a.m. morning, and came to my place in 2011. He came at home just to tell me that. He said, "I was at my place. I left and I said, 'I am coming to tell you this because you need to hear this. Girl, something is going on. You don't know the people you're hanging out with. Your friend doesn't love you.'" Oh, 2011, I was 21 years old. I was like, "Oh my God, what is it happening? Why?" I said, "Yeah, person like Kemi doesn't have anything to lose. Why would he say that to me?" I didn't want to believe him. But I think I rewind the moment that I was, you know, hearing some preachers. I tried to relate what he said to some preachers that I heard. Because at that time, I was not really, you know, into prophecies. Listening to people prophesize, giving you some prophecies. No. I was just, I can go to church, I pray, yeah, I can fast maybe one time in 3 months, four, not so often, but it hit me hard, that it opened my eyes, and in 2 weeks, believe me, there is one person who called me, and she wasn't coming at my place. She came to see one of her hooker. I mean, hooker, I don't know how you say that. One of the guy, a married man, was living near my place, a wealthy man. So she was coming to see him, to say hi. I don't know, they have to meet each other. And then she called me. She said, hey, girl, I'm just near in the neighborhood. Oh, I'm at my friend's house. And then I just called and maybe you can come and then we can, you know, to say hi a little bit. I was like, ah, that's the only call I received. And she wasn't even coming at my place. Stop by and say hi and then go to her friend. But she asked me to leave where I was to go there. So, you know, girl, what I mean here is, it's more like the evil power was determined to make me live a mediocre life. You know, a mediocre life, very down life. That life, people don't really look at you, don't see you. What do you have? You have nothing. And you can, you know, have a really nice clothes, but you don't shine. You know, smell good. I mean, I smell good physically, but you don't smell like attractive. You know, there is nothing that attracts them. What was that? Was that, me? Was I naive? Or I was just so soft, so sweet. I just thought about my friend, what he told me was like 2 weeks. And it was exactly in 2 weeks. And it was the second week, actually, of that test I was doing. And then I walked. I said, okay, I'm coming. I was like, yeah. You know, growing up, it was so difficult to me to say no to people. I suffered. It was so difficult to say no to people. And a lot of people, you know, people who really loves you, who doesn't care about other people's opinion, they will say the truth. And I'm telling you, in all my life, how I've been true to people, there was no one who have been so true to me until now. I am 30, I'm going 33 years old, exactly in, let's say in 16 days, yeah. 27 January, your girl here is turning 33 years old. And I have never met someone who has been so true to me. Never. Never. I'm telling you, I'm not speaking about, you know, emotions or anything. But this is what the Holy Spirit and what my experience, I experienced. No truthful friend. No one. Oh my God. This is hurting, but for today, I'm speaking like this without crying. Jesus is the only friend that you will ever have. I mean, until he heard my prayer, because I'm really asking him, you know, socially to have really good friends. I went here, I say hi, and then yeah, done. She was so shiny. So I realized that actually I wasn't really Elsa, so, you know, fashionista or something like that. And I start thinking, I said, oh, maybe. Well, I forget about that. Then another thing I want to tell you now is, when things started being really weird, if you listen to one of my episodes when I talked about my testimony, what happened to me in the past, how I lost my virginity, how, I found one day Parkinson crisis and all that. So, all these things were coming the moment when I joined this Assembly of God churches, French-speaking church. Things were so smooth. So I joined the church. They called me to join their intercessors group. Okay, group of intercessors. And I became an intercessor, like a junior intercessor. And that moment, you know, that where my spirit really opened, that I start receiving revelations, visions, dreams. Yeah. It became so clear.
that I start seeing things. And then at the moment where I don't know what happened, but again, I know exactly. So the Holy Spirit really started hitting on my mother, and my mother became the visible. I mean, I had some visible enemies first. It can be in the family, but I won't mention the name. I mention my name, the name for my mother, because she really meant to me. And then I'm keep praying for her. And, you know, a part of my dad is a person who really doesn't join, you know, church. He's a believer, as he said himself, but seeing my father at church, never, only expected for a special occasion, death, funeral, marriage, but no, never, doesn't go to church. But my mother believed in Jesus, and then after even giving birth to me, she didn't receive Jesus before. She received Jesus before she gave birth to me, and even when I grew up, I was like around like after like 13, let's say maybe 9 years old or eight, something like that. Before I turned really 11 or 12, my mom start, you know, going to church through her sister, my aunt. So, and then at the time in 2009, you know, I start serving at intercession. Something happened with my mother, you know, and I think she was really, you know, touched by the devil trying to use her, you know. And yes, but I didn't understand that way before, but that was one example. So, and then something started happening, and that where I start really seeing people just disappearing. No one calls you, your phone never rings again, no one think about you, no message, nothing. People even coming at your door, no one. You become lonely. So this lonely thing starts exactly in 2009. It was not easy. One of my I thought we were really friends. I was like, something's really going on, but if something wrong going on with me, why am I praying? Why am I going to church? Why am I having vision? Do I have... what so struggle. Then, friends, years going. Just listen to my episode where I speak about a testimony. The things I want you to get here is this. They tried. They did everything. Those evil people. Those occultist people. Those witchcraft, they went in Africa where we said they did witchcraft. They went to see those evil men to try to get me crazy. You know what they did? Crazy. Do you see a crazy person being understood by people? Do you see a crazy person having a job? Do you see a crazy person has a place to stay, to live? Or wearing good clothes, handling something. Look at all the crazy people whose mind or brain has been shifted, like from they have mind have been reversed, like down from up down. No, when you're crazy, you're just crazy. So there. That's what they try to do. So because because they said, okay, her brain is working, we just try to hit her brain. And this took me back, and then God said, you see, the Parkinsonian disease, I mean, crazies that you had. They were trying. They did it. They stole my brain since I was a kid. They took my brain. I wasn't really using my brain completely. Imagine a school teacher will be mesmerized by how I speak, how eloquent, how I'm trying, how I write, how I read French. And I was 8 years old when I started English in my country. But then the time goes by, then instead, you know, actually, when you keep, I learn every day. Normally, I would have been so far today. But instead of you going so far, no, you see yourself like going back, you know, really downgrading again, you know, like, oof, you're becoming stupidier, you know, more stupid. And oh my goodness. Then the Lord just said, you see, this is what they were doing. They were trying since you were a kid to take your brain out. So you don't use your brain. They were using your brain. Someone was using, or some people, groups of people were using. And then for them to use you, there might have been some people who have sacrificed you. Who sacrificed you? Some people who sold you, sold your soul, your mind, your destiny. Who did that? There are always a culprit. Always. They can be one, two, but they are always. So this is for like a kid, because kids are innocent. If you're not adult, it can be your impurity. It can be your own sins. But when you're a kid, someone have sold you. So then imagine me. I was a kid, but actually spiritually I was already suffering. And finally, I understood by the help of the Holy Spirit that as a crazy person, they said, okay, they saw that they've tried everything. Something have worked, but they are not really, you know, not being successful at the end. Not really being successful. They tried. Then at the end, as the Bible said in Isaiah 54, verses 17, every weapon against you will not prevail, will not succeed. Yeah, because they have tried. Some of the weapons hit me by what they did not succeeded it to maintain that. I mean, to really, because if like they are taking your blood from you and they're drinking your blood, it makes them powerful. They are leaving and you become weaker. When you're becoming weaker and weaker, so they tend like to, I mean, they're becoming stronger and you're becoming weaker, until then when your Lord comes and save you. And the last thing I know is that they will try to use people at the end of the stage when they are failing. Please, please, please. What will demonstrate the failing is by yourself, because you also have your part. Why, if you didn't have a part to play, why would God will create you in his own image? Tell me. So you're not a human, you a spirit. You a spirit in a human or in a physical body. You're a God. So which means in you, there is a spirit of power, of victory. Because the Lord is a winner, a victorious God. So, and in the spirit of fire. So you will fight. Then I start fighting. The Lord leads me to this church where I had to fight for my life. I was alone. No one. Alone. Fighting. I fight over years and years. Almost 10 years. Fighting for my life. Praying. Fasting. Sleeping at church. Why was I doing that? I know, because my spirit is in God. I am a God, created in God's image. So this is not intentional, like a mind thinking or I don't know anything about mind. No, it's about spirit. It's because I am created by God, which means my spirit senses. God really took me around all this and he said, you see, my daughter, you have only one option to pray. So if you really want to leave, you just pray. I make you understand the little part, like it, not even 5%, but a small part that you understand. You have to wake up, go fight for your life, and you leave. I want you to leave. So when the Lord had just said that you have to leave, so you leave. And the thing that you have to do, just fight. Fight. So they tried to gather people to make them understand. I mean, to make them think that I am crazy. They did everything. Social media, Facebook. They went and said that I was a crazy person. I was a crazy person. And what a crazy person does? Speaks. Blah, 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 blah. And what the crazy person speaks about a thing that is very crazy. Then can you imagine? While they're thinking about making you crazy, as Jesus said in John 16. Oh, I love this verse of John 16. John 16. Jesus said, There was no one, while they were trying. No one will be there for you. I mean, while they try to humiliate you, mock you, the world will laugh. Okay? Yeah. The world was watching. People was just watching. No one. And then I read this verse yesterday, last night, and I was like, wow, God. Why didn't I knew this verse before? I would have understood. And then I would even have feel at ease. Like, oh, because I suffered so much. Like, there was no one on my side. I said, God, why? Why there is no one to defend me? But you see, this is what the world is. But people who comforted me, there were people who have been in the same situation as I, because I wasn't alone. So I met some really great people who have experienced the same thing or different thing, not the same thing exactly, but different thing, and they encouraged me. They uplift my spirit. They prayed for me. I really thank those people. I thank them everywhere they are. So they will try. They will try everything they can. So, but then the good thing is God will take away from you all these people that who belongs to that world who is not on your side. It's also the opportunity that God is showing you the true faces of people who are surrounded with you. You feel like your life is dead. I mean, you're dead. You don't have no social life anymore. Nothing. You're alone. You alone. But no, you're not alone. You're a God. And who lives in you is Jesus Christ. And Christ living in you, to everything. So, at the end, you are victorious. Listen to my episode where about all these people from the Bible speak to you, so you will understand how all those people from the Bible, David, Daniel. And one thing I can tell you here is God did allow all those people to accuse Daniel so the king would throw him. Okay, in this hole, and because he knew that he has the power to shut the lion's mouth. Okay, and he allowed Joseph's brother to sell him to, you know, to these strangers, to put him in prison, because he knew that he would make him prime minister in Egypt. Okay? He knew that Moses had this weakness of speaking, but he just wanted him. He knew that Moses will really take Israel people from Egypt.
Well, girl, I mean,
mis amigos, mi familia, esta vez el alrededor. Muchas gracias por tu oído or escucha.
Thank you very much. This was so long, this episode. I hope you have the time to listen to this. God bless you and be strong. Try to understand. Pray the Holy Spirit will show you the real faces of people. And be strong, be strong, be strong. Do not fall. Bye.
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow-white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. Before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both their lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands.